Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making no move. I'm hesitating and I'm nervous, but that one word just feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night. Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say, I just wanna hear you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, Auntie Doc, you can go ahead and start with 1 Samuel 25 while we'll wait for others to join in.
Okay.
25. And Samuel died, and all the Israelites were gathered together, and lamented him, and buried him in his house at Ramah. And David arose, and went down to the wilderness of Paran. And there was a man in Maon, whose possessions were in Carmel. And the man was very great, and he had 3,000 sheep, and 1,000 goats, and he was shearing his sheep in Carmel. Now the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife, and she was a woman of good understanding and of a beautiful countenance. But the man was churlish and evil in his doings, and he was of the house of Caleb. And David heard in the wilderness that Nabal did shear his sheep. And David sent out 10 young men. And David said unto the young men, Get you up to Carmel, and go to Nabal, and greet him in my name. And thus shall ye say to him that liveth in prosperity, Peace be both to thee, and peace be to thine house, and peace be unto all that thou hast. And now I have heard that thou hast shearers. Now thy shepherds which were with us, we hurt them not, neither was there aught missing unto them, all the while they were in Carmel. Ask thy young men, and they will show thee. Wherefore, let the young men find favor in thine eyes, for we come in a good day. Give, I pray thee, whatsoever cometh to thine hand unto thy servants, and to thy son David. And when David's young men came, they spake to Nabal according to all those words in the name of God, and feast. And Nabal answered David's servants and said, Who is David, and who is the son of Jesse? There be many servants nowadays that break away every man from his master. Shall I then take my bread and my water and my flesh that I have killed for my shearers, and give it unto men whom I know not whence they be? So David's young men turned their way, and went again, and came and told him all those sayings. And David said unto his men, Gird ye on every man his sword. And they girded on every man his sword. And David also girded on his sword. And there went up after David about 400 men, and 200 abode by the stuff. But one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, Behold, David sent messengers out of the wilderness to salute our master, and he railed on them. But the men were very good unto us, and we were not hurt, neither missed we anything, as long as we were conversant with them, when we were in the fields. They were a wall unto us, both by night and day, all the while we were with them keeping the sheep. Now, therefore, know and consider what thou wilt do, for he is determined against our man, and against all his household, for he is such a son of Belial, that a man cannot speak to him. Then Abigail made haste, and took 200 loaves, and 2 bottles of wine, and 5 sheep ready dressed, and 5 measures of parched corn, and 100 clusters of raisins, and 200 cakes of figs, and laid them on asses. And she said unto her servants, Go on before me, before I come after you. And it was so, as she rode on the ass, that she came down by the covert on the hill, and behold, David and his men came down against her, and she met them. Now David had said, Surely in vain have I kept all that this fellow hath in the wilderness. so that nothing was missed of all that pertained unto him. And he hath requited me evil for good. So and more also do God unto the enemies of David, if I leave of all that pertain to him by the morning light any that pisseth against the wall. And when Abigail saw David, she hasted and lighted off the ass, and fell before David on her face, and bowed herself to the ground, and fell at his feet, and said, Upon me, my lord, upon me let this iniquity be, and let thine handmaid, I pray thee, speak in thine audience, and hear the words of thine handmaid. Let not, my lord, I pray thee, regard this man now, even Nabal, for as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, and fallen is with me. But I, thine handmaid, saw not the young men of my lord, whom thou didst send. Now, therefore, my lord, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, seeing the Lord hath withholden thee from coming to shed blood, and from avenging thyself with thine own hand, now let thine enemies, and they that seek evil to my lord, be as Nabal. And now this blessing which thine handmaid brought unto my lord, let it even be given unto the young men that follow my lord. I pray thee, forgive the trespass of thine handmaid, for the Lord will certainly make my lord a sure house, because my lord fighteth the battle of the Lord, and evil hath not been found in thee all thy days. Yet a man is risen to pursue thee, and to seek thy soul. But the soul of my lord shall be bound in the bundle of life with the Lord thy God, and the souls of thine enemies, them shall he sling out, as out of the middle of a sling. And it shall come to pass, when the Lord shall have done to my lord, according to all the good that he hath spoken concerning thee, and shall have appointed thee ruler over Israel, that this shall be no grief unto thee, nor offense of heart unto my lord, either that thou hast shed blood causeless, or that my lord hath avenged himself. But when the Lord shall have dealt well with my lord, then remember thine handmaid. And David said to Abigail, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which sent thee this day to meet me. And blessed be thy advice, and blessed be thou, which hast kept me this day from coming to shed blood, and from avenging myself with mine own hand. For in very deed, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, which hath kept me back from hurting thee, except thou hast tasted and come to meet me, surely there had not been left unto Nabal by the morning light any visit against the wall. So David received of her hand that which she had brought him, and said unto her, Go up in peace to thine house, because I have hearkened to thy voice, and have accepted thy person. And Abigail came to Nabal, and behold, he held a feast in his house, like the feast of a king. And Nabal's heart was merry within him, for he was very drunken. Wherefore she told him nothing, less or more, until the morning light. Now it came to pass in the morning, when the wine was gone out of Nabal, and his wife had told him these things, that his heart died within him, and he became as a stone. And it came to pass about 10 days after, that the Lord smote Nabal, that he died. And when David heard that Nabal was dead, he said, Blessed be the Lord that hath pleaded the cause of my reproach from the hand of Nabal, and hath kept his servant from evil. For the Lord hath returned the wickedness of Nabal upon his own head. And David sent and communed with Abigail to take her to him, to wife. And when the servants of David were come to Abigail to come in, they spake unto her, saying, David sent us unto thee to take thee to him, to wife. And she arose and bowed herself on her face to the earth and said, Behold, let thine handmaid be a servant to wash the feet of the servants of my lord. And Abigail hasted, and arose, and rode upon an ass, with 5 damsels of hers that went after her. And she went after the messengers of David, and became his wife. David also took Ahinoam of Yisrael, and they were also both of them his wives. But Saul had given Michal, his daughter, David's wife, to Phalti, the son of Laish, which was of Galim.
Amen. 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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of 1 Samuel 25. Okay. Okay, I do a roll call. I have Auntie Dot, Mother May,
yes.
Brother Hugh,
uh-huh.
Brother Daniel, Sister Angela, and Auntie Betty. Amen.
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 Amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
So this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. Now, if everyone will bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line led by Mother May.
Our Father, teach us to be nurtured to our friendship that will demonstrate race, class of other mind, so that our divine churches and community will become your beloved community of forgiveness of our faith. Father, we just ask you to go with each one on this line today and help us to get something from what each one said that they carried out our week this week to help us to be strong and keep us to keep our mind on the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that blessing prayer, Mother May. I chose a song called, Hubert probably can't pronounce it better than me, Jara, which means God will provide, and it's by Elevation Worship. Angela's going to stop it, and then we'll pick up the last part of it at the end of the show. Amen.
Amen.
You said Elevation Worship?
Uh-huh, with the Maverick Group.
Okay.
Today is June 1st. Thank God. Holding you up, there's nothing I can do today. Love and take a short beat and make you cry. I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Ooh. You
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Jehovah Jireh, he's our provider. Amen.
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 He is enough.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Okay, we'll go ahead and get started with the program. I have Brother Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming out of the book of Psalms. Psalm 26. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have led a blameless life. I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Test me, O Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind. For your love is ever before me, and I walk continually in your truth. I do not sit with deceitful men, nor do I consort with hypocrites. I abhor the assembly of evildoers and refuse to sit with the wicked. I wash my hands in innocence and go about your altar. O Lord, proclaiming aloud your praise and telling of all your wonderful deeds. I love the house where you live, O Lord, the place where your glory dwells. Do not take away my soul along with sinners, my life with bloodthirsty men, and whose hands are wicked, schemes, whose right hands are full of bribes. But I lead a blameless life. Redeem me and be merciful to me. My feet stand on level ground. In the great assembly, I will pray to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Brother Hubert, out of Psalms 26. Next, I'll go to Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, on that verse 10. Be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. On all of God's armor, so that you will be able to stand against the strategy of the devil. For not fighting against flesh and blood, but enemies, but against evil rulers and authority and the unseen world, against mighty power in this dark world, and against evil spirit in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God armor, so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm, stand your ground. Put on the belt of truth, the body armor of God, righteousness. Shoes, put on peace that come from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrow of the devil. Put on salvation as a helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in spirit at all times and on all occasions. Stay alert and be assisted in your prayer for all believers everywhere. And pray for me too. Ask God to give me the right words so I can boldly explain God's mysterious plan that the good news it is for the Jews and Gentiles alike. I am in chains now, still preaching this message as God's ambassador. So pray that I will keep on speaking boldly for him as I should. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading. I see Betty out of Ephesians 6. Next, I have Mother May. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Judges 16:1-22.
And the subject is avoiding the auction block. Of the worst aspect of slavery in America was the auction block. Here on the auction block, slaves were forced to stand while white men bought and sold them like livestock. Having absolutely no control over his or her destiny, the slave faces a fate destitute, exclusive by the keeper of the auction block. In John 16, we see that the biblical character Samuel find himself on another kind of auction block. On this auction block, he was not sold. Having been consecrated to God in a vow, he was supposed to be sold out. After he received great strength from the Lord, he was supposed to tell no one the secret of his strength, nor could he cut his hair. But while Samson was strong in body, he proved to be weak in character. His participation in his own downfall, he took his eyes off his destiny and mission and in an act of self-gratification, married a woman outside of his faith. He also broke his vow to God by telling his unbelieving wife the secret of his physical strength, and she told him she sold him out to the enemy for 1,100 pieces of silver. Now Samuel find himself on an auction block, but unlike the slave who was victim of the sin of slaving master, Samuel stood on the auction block as a victim of his own sin and weakness. This kind of auction block still exists today. Those who desire to be used by the Lord must not allow themselves to be sidetracked by personal weakness. Daily, we must spend quality time in prayer and meditation. We must seek the Spirit's strength to stand even in the face of great temptation. We must remember that Satan would use our weakness to put us on his auction block. And the prayer said, "Dear Jesus, give us strength to overcome our weakness so that we do not participate in our own downfall." Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mother May, out of Judges 16. Next I have Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading out of St. Mark, chapter 8, 1 through 9. In those days, the multitude being very great and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples unto him and said unto them, "Passion on the multitude, because they have not been with me 3 days. They had been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away fasting to their own house, they will faint by the way. For drivers of them came from far." And his disciples answered him, "From where can a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness?" And he asked them, "How many loaves have you?" And they said, 7. And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves and gave thanks, and broke and gave to his disciples to set before them. And they did set them before the people. And they had a few small fishes. And he blessed and commanded to set them also before them. So they did eat and were filled. And they took up of the broken meat that were left 7 baskets. And they that had eaten was about 4,000. And he sent them away. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot out of St. Mark 8. Next I have Sister Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to come up. Get back where I was. Leviticus 19 and 18, and it reads, "You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against the sons of our own people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." The explanation and commentary of Leviticus is contrary to what unbelieving critics of Christianity may say. God's character is consistent in Scripture from start to finish. His desire in Leviticus, a book hated by the unbelieving world, is that men and women would love their neighbor as themselves. Jesus did not invent this concept in the first century, but it was always the heart of God for mankind. Here, God is focused on the Jewish person's attitude toward his fellow Jew, his own people, but we know that God means us to treat all people in the same way. The bearing of a grudge is a disaster on one's own heart and soul. Men and women are simply not meant to carry that sort of hatred without it killing us from the inside. God, who is perfect and merciful, will be the one to right the wrongs against us. It is not that we as his agents are not called to exact justice as vested authorities from God, such as when the state carries out the rule of law in just and fair ways. But to hold a grudge is to hold unto hatred, and God will not have it to his people. He will not have it in his people. Rather, we must love our neighbor as our very self. Some might say, but I hate myself. On the contrary, one cannot hate him or self unless one truly loves oneself enough to care to hate. Everyone loves themselves. But most, especially apart from God, have a dysfunctional relationship with them. Nevertheless, we are called to love others, love especially for those who have hurt us, sets us free from the agony of hatred and anger, and gives them over to the justice of God. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Angela out of Leviticus. Let's see. Brother Daniel, did you want to share something tonight, or are you just a listener?
I'm going to do a little both. I'm just saying, thank God we're still alive, able to have this conversation, and we made another week. We go for another one, but
amen.
You know, amen.
Somebody's birthday every day.
Amen. Amen.
But amen. Oh, I forgot. I'm just missing the rest of the night, okay?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Daniel.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. All right. Let's see, it's time for the sick and shut-ins. Is there anyone I need to remove or add to the list? May everyone bow their head for the prayer, please. Father God, for we know that we are praying for the sick and shut-in. And when we pray for them, we know we can rest and knowing that you, God, can restore health. For you have the power to heal Brother Daniel, Uncle Dave, Uncle James, Sister Shirley, Carolyn family, Stephanie family, Kamisha, Sylvia, Auntie Waleen, Joseph, Trey, Brian, Tangi, and Mary Ann, and anyone, and Louise and family,
and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer, Father God, we know that you have the power to give comfort and new hope to help. And we know, Father God, all things are possible with you. And faith is what we need to hold on to. In Jesus Christ's holy name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, let's see. I'm sorry. Okay, we have reached a part of the birthday week of September 19th through the 25th.
All righty. On the 20th, we have Sarah, which is Napoleon. Is that his wife or his daughter?
Daughter.
Daughter. Okay. Okay. And acknowledgement for Champ Laitler was on the 19th, which is today. Madeline on the 22nd. That's all that I have. I know Katrina's birthday is in September, but I don't have a date for her.
Yeah, I think it's at the end. I'm not sure either. Okay, well, I have Brother Hubert doing the birthday song tonight.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Amen.
Happy birthday.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that song, Brother Hubert. Now we have reached a part where we share what's on our heart. Whether it be more Bible verses, praise report, testimony, song, or poem. And I will start out with Auntie Betty.
I pass, darling.
Okay. Mother May.
Okay. The second of the poem is Christ in you and hope of glory. If Christ in you, the hope of glory, the Holy Spirit in control. This is the mystery hid through the ages, made manifest to the saints, made whole. Walk in the Spirit, that is the secret. To overcome self and sin, walk in the light you have been given. To show the world you are born again. Pray without fever. Quench not the spirit. Commit to live a holy life. Be strong, my brother and sister, in Christ Jesus and in the power of his might. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that beautiful poem, Mother May. Next, I have Sister Angela. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Just a poem. I don't have a title for it. Okay. Called out of darkness, called into light. Called out of blindness, called into sight. Called from our burdens, called into rest. Called to be co-heirs, called to be blessed. Called out of unrest, called into peace. Called to be holy, called to be free. Called to be steadfast, called to endure. called to a mission, called to be pure, called out of sin, called into Christ, called for a purpose, and called at a price. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful poem, Sister Angela. Next I have Auntie Dot. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay. How about Brother Hubert? Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be the saying of King Lemuel, Proverbs 31:1-9. The saying of King Lemuel, an oracle, his mother taught him. O my son, O son of my womb, O son of my vows, do not spend your strength on women, your vigor on those who ruin kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, not for kings to drink wine, not for rulers to crave beer, lest they drink and forget what the law decreed, and deprive all the oppressed of their rights. Give beer to those who are perishing, wine to those who are in anguish. Let them drink and forget their poverty, and remember their misery no more. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and needy. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks for sharing that out of Proverbs, Brother Hubert. Well, we have reached a part where we assign parts for next week. I have 1 Samuel 26. Auntie Dot, you want to take that on?
Yeah, I do it. Yes, I do it.
Amen. We thank you. We thank you. Okay. Do I have any tickets for Lesson the Prayer Line next week, the opening prayer? Any takers?
I will.
Brother Hubert?
Yes.
Amen. Okay, how about closing prayer for next week? Do I have any takers for the closing prayer next week? Okay, between Angela and myself, we'll take care of that. Amen.
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 Okay. Well, we're going to go into the closing prayer, but is there anything anyone would like to share before we go into that? Amen, amen. And then we're just going to finish up with the song, Jehovah Jireh. He's our provider, and he is enough. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer led by Auntie Betty.
Let us pray. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come to the end of our program, we thank you for the prayer, the song, and for your holy word. We thank you for everyone that participated in our program tonight. Father, we praise you for who you are. You are our Savior, you are our Lord, our peace, our healer, our help, our strength, and you are the great I Am. Thank you for being everything that we need. We love you, we praise you, and we thank you for your loving Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. 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 Thank you for that beautiful closing prayer, Auntie Betty. Now we will continue with the remaining of the song, Jehovah Jireh. And then I'll come back and say the good night.
Jehovah Jireh.
Jehovah
yes.
Jireh.
Amen.
He is enough. Amen. Amen. Okay. I want to thank everyone for helping us out tonight. Auntie Dot covered 1 Samuel 25. And we had Mother May to bless the prayer line, and we had Auntie Betty to close us out with a beautiful prayer. I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. That concludes our program, and we hope that we can take something away from this and share it through our busy week. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and He will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We love you all. Everyone have a blessed week.
Amen.
And a good
Amen.
Night.
Love
we love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you also, have a blessed night.
Amen.
Good night.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
Amen.
Good night.
Amen.
Love you all.
Love you too.